Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
W.D. Bentley ushered in cooperative extension for Oklahoma. 100 years later, OSU wheat researchers have introduced a new bred wheat variety as its namesake, one that brings resilience to grazing, drought, spring freezes, and soil acidity. Bentley posted 7 years of top-tier yield performance in university trials and offers award-winning commercial baking quality. Bentley provides a unique blend of genetics from Texas and from Kansas Overly variety, with OSU's true graze and grain breeding stamped in. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
Cattle futures finished today about where they started. We were down 30 in August feeders at 142.15, 90 off the lows, and about 65 or 70 off the highs in the August. September's were up 7, 141.10, and then October's down 5. Live cattle lower in the August, down 7 at 113.80. October's up 30, and December's up 40. Midday box beef was similar to the futures. Very quiet here, only up 4 cents on choice at 199.97. So still below the $200 level, and then select is 190.60, which is down 22 cents. There's been some talk with the big sell-off here in the box beef and the live cattle over the past year or so, what that relationship is with the other proteins such as pork and chicken. Those spreads have come back down some. They're below two, so if you take the price of live cattle divided by the price of hogs, typically it runs about 1.5. It's 1.6 to 1.9 here recently, so that indicates that beef could possibly still be a little bit high relative to pork, but it has come extremely back in line. Cash prices today, 118 asked. There has not been any bids as of yet, which would be, if it was 118, would be a little bit higher than last week.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets were higher for the row crops, corn and beans. Wheat was steady to even a little lower in Chicago, but we were 3.5 cents higher in December corn at 3.43. November new crop beans up 12 3/4 at 9.86.5, and then again the wheats were steady. There was a little bit of action there in the weather forecast. They moved the ridge west, which actually removes it out of the Midwest in the 10 to 14 day time period. So at this point, there is no real threat or imminent threat to the corn and beans. Even though the market did rally today, it doesn't look like it's due to a heat wave or anything like that. And ethanol profit margins this morning were 40 cents a bushel, so they're still profitable. They've been profitable since the month of April. So corn demand there from the ethanol sector looks like it will remain intact, at least for now, despite crude oil being down. And then here late, the Federal Reserve said they're going to leave interest rates unchanged at a quarter to a half. So no real changes there. The next one report will be in September, which the odds makers are saying there's a 26% chance that they will increase or change in the month of September. So still a relatively low chance there for the interest rates to go up in the next 60 days.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.